Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
For the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock. You're on Fan Run Radio. Russ LeBaire back with you. It's the Drive, Top 5 at 5. Brought to you this afternoon by Citizens National Bank. Guy?
All right. Starting off, number one. The Tennessee Baseballs are about to... it's not tip off. First pitch. First pitch for the Tennessee Baseballs is about to start.
First pitch, get things rolling, do the thing.
Western Carolina right now. It's on ESPN Plus, so if you have the app, go.
It's always an interesting sign when you see the guys warming up and you see cars traveling in the background like 10 feet away from the field.
Yeah, it looks like a high school field.
Catamounts.
It's also weird that maybe that's just a college baseball thing that we traveled to Western Carolina.
Well, they came here last week, but yeah, it is interesting that we're playing there. Got to take care of business.
Yep.
Can't stub your toe here.
All right, number two. Vanderbilt has found their new women's basketball coach in Shea Ralph.
UConn?
Yep, for the UConn assistant. 13
really?
Years.
She's been an assistant at UConn for 13 years? Wow.
Yeah, she's a native of North Carolina, spent 13 seasons as an assistant under Geno, and that's also her alma mater.
That's up your ass. She played there, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah, she was one of the...
Are you worried that Geno retires, she's going to leave you high and dry for Vanderbilt?
She just got hired at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's going to get your program up and rolling here in a couple of years. Geno retires and she's out the door.
Goes to UConn? She'd have to be pretty successful. I mean, just because she's been sitting next to Geno for the past 13 years doesn't mean she's going to waltz into the SEC and get Vanderbilt turned around. I don't know. That's going to be an interesting hire. I mean, they have certainly been hard times for Vanderbilt women's basketball, but let's hope those hard times continue.
All right, number three. Former student sues Evansville, alleging sexual assault by former men's basketball coach Walter McCarty.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the Title IX lawsuit was filed Monday. The student, identified as Jane Doe, described as a former athletic trainer, alleges McCarty sent her inappropriate messages on social media and pressured her to visiting his home, where he allegedly assaulted her on December 9th, 2019.
It's terrible, man.
Pretty creepy. Where is he from again?
Evansville. Remember,
yeah,
they
Evansville.
Beat Kentucky. He was on their 96, I believe, national championship team, and they beat Kentucky last year in Rupp huge upset. And then they fired him, I want to say, just a couple of weeks after that game. And everybody was like, what in the world is going on there? And I
now
guess,
we know.
Well, they had a terrible season, too. I mean, they beat Kentucky, but that was it for that season. Like, they didn't win a whole lot.
No. Well, and now he's got bigger problems than losing his job.
All right, number four. Luka Doncic and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban have been quoted as being upset with the new playoff format in the NBA, having two play-in games in order to make the actual playoffs this year. So the 7-10 seeds will be playing in a play-in tournament to actually make the playoffs. Luka came out last night after their loss and said that he was upset about it, and Mark Cuban reiterated that today.
Just because the extra
because
game.
Because they're a seventh seed right now. And when Mark Cuban voted on this and passed it over the summer, he didn't think he would be a seventh seed.
Well, little bit of hypocrisy there, Mark Cuban. I mean, you got to account for that might be, even if it wasn't going to be you this year, it could be you someday.
Right.
So what are you whining about, dude? Get out there and play. I think it's pretty cool, man.
I don't hate it. It's, no. The 7 seed plays the 8 seed. I think it's a best of 3. The winner is the 7 seed. And then the 8 seed, whoever loses that series, plays the winner of the 9 versus 10.
It's the NBA's version of the play-in games. They ought to have it single elimination. Put it on a neutral floor somewhere and just have you win and you're in. Lose and you go home.
I'd be down for that. It'd make it more interesting.
Yeah, I think that would be much more compelling.
All right, and lastly, number 5. Everybody, or the new craze now is contactless delivery, whether that's curbside pickup. Well, Domino's is now testing out a pizza delivery robot in Texas.
Oh, God.
So this will essentially cut out the delivery driver, so no more tipping.
That's just great. I mean, why don't we just call Skynet down on us? Did you guys see this earlier?
With the robot dogs?
Yeah, the robot dog. I guess, was it New York? That's no dog, buddy. That's a robot. That's signing our death warrant.
But yeah, so Domino's is testing out the autonomous self-driving car in the Houston market where they will deliver pizzas. People can come out to the car once their pizza's delivered, put in a PIN code, and get their pizza from the car.
You see what's wrong with it. First of all, now I've got to leave my house and get... No. The whole point is the driver brings it up to my door. I don't even have to leave my domicile to get the pizza. Now I've got to walk out there in the rain. And by the way, you know that there's going to be times when something malfunctions with the robot car and you can't open it up and get your pizza. And it's sitting right there. You're looking at it. You can probably even smell it coming out of the car.
I'll take a damn sledgehammer to that car.
You can't get it, and you have to watch it drive off, or you're calling the guy and trying to negotiate the pizza out of the car somehow. Oh, man. Or just keep the drivers. Give people jobs. People need these jobs. If you have to pass the cost along to us, the consumer, it's already $25 for a pizza anyway. We'll pay it.
What the hell are interns going to do for day jobs?
It's a good point. We'll pay it, man. Just pass along the... Listen, I know robotics is the wave of the future. The toothpaste is out of the tube. But really, pizza robot cars?
And doesn't the pin touch screen thing you have to put in, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of contactless delivery?
Exactly. You're going to put your hands on that thing that everybody else has been touching? It's gross, man.
Well, if you went to the Goat Pizza Company the way I do, Pizza Hut, we've had this. The guy just sets it down for me.
They
right
all,
outside my front door.
They all do that, Bear. That's not just a Pizza Hut thing.
Well, all I know is Pizza Hut's delicious and Domino's sucks. And now they've got robots. And I don't want them. I don't want Skynet at my house, Russ. No siree, Bob. Not me.
Do you think we will ever get to the point of an actual robot that gets out of the car and brings the pizza up to you? So that you don't
sure.
have to grab the
car? Think we'd probably be there now if they could do it cost effectively. Scary stuff, man.
So pretty much everything is going to be delivered by robot cars.
Yeah, I mean, just get ready for your robot overlords, everyone.
I feel like those are good jobs, man. Delivery driver, if you haven't driven, I feel like that's one of those jobs. People say everybody should be a waiter or something, should have a waiting job because it changes your perspective or whatever. I feel like everybody should be a delivery driver.
I've delivered pizzas before.
Yeah, so have I.
I haven't. Never delivered anything.
Oh, it's a great job, man. Isn't it a cool job?
No. I don't need to go up to anybody's door anymore than I already have. I don't need to come to your house.
That part is not great, although nothing beats the thrill when you get when somebody just like gives you a $20 or $50 tip, which happens. more frequently than you imagine. That's a great feeling. But the best part of being a driver is just driving around.
I listen to sports radio.
Listen to sports radio, listen to tunes, chilling, relaxing, getting paid to drive, man. It's good stuff. Thank you, Guy. That is the top five of five. Brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. With over 20 branches, Knox, Sevier, Jefferson, Hamblin counties. Branches inside area grocery stores open late till 7 p.m. And on Saturdays till 2, which is very convenient for those of us that don't get off till 6. Citizens National Bank, check them out online at cnbtn.com. For a branch near you, call 865-453-9031. Citizens National Bank. A lot of Tennessee baseball talk this afternoon on the show. If you're just joining us, we got a Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question for you. Are you interested in Tennessee baseball? And if so, how interested? Almost 400 votes cast now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 63.5% of the audience says they are very interested. 28.9% say they're kind of interested. Only 7.6% describe themselves as having no interest. Very cool stuff. Very cool. And we are underway. Vols go down. You know, leave a runner stranded at first in the top of the first.
They had a runner thrown out at the plate, too.
Oh. Long way to go. Long way to go as Tennessee tries to. We haven't lost one of these midweek games yet, have we? We did lose a couple.
Yeah, who did we lose to early in the season?
It was UNC Asheville, but that was a series, right? Or no, that was a midweek game.
Yeah, it was a midweek.
Yeah, we went over there. They pounded our eyes shut. And we bounced back, and was that Georgia, I believe? Man, that was a big series looking back on it to win that thing and could have swept that series. But that's where it all started, man. A lot of confidence, a lot of swagger with that team. 865-546-8200. If you want to talk about it this afternoon, Tony Vitello will join us Thursday on the show. We got a Barnes Basher on the Twitter machine says, sad the failures of football and basketball have driven people into faking interest in baseball.
What was that again?
Sad the failures of football and basketball have driven people into faking interest in baseball.
Nobody's faking interest in baseball. Do you listen to our show? That somebody obviously doesn't listen to the show, doesn't follow the program. I'm sorry, Coach Vitello's come in here, you know, fired up, and is looks to be building a pretty damn fine program and is accessible and a lot of fun. I'll say that I'll go ahead and say it. He may be the best coach we've hired since Bruce Pearl. I'll put him up there with the big three right now as far as knowing how to sell a program in Knoxville, regardless of what sport it is. Ray Mears, Bruce Pearl, and Tony Vitello, the Holy Trinity.
Robert says, I'd go to every game if I lived in the Knoxville area. Man, what a raucous crowd they would have over there on their hands this weekend. Mike says, bandwagon is getting pretty full. Glad I got a seat years ago. I get UT is always going to be a football school first. But who didn't grow up playing and loving baseball? You put baseball and the Vols together, and it's a no-brainer. As long as they can keep Vitello here, I predict that sport is going to explode over there. I predict you'll have eventually a 10,000-seat stadium over there with averaging a good 7,500, 8,000 fans a game. People.
You talking like Alabama looking stadium, chair back?
Yeah, nicer than that. I mean, Alabama's nice. I'm talking about like what Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Arkansas have, LSU.
That would be nice.
I think if they keep this guy happy, because we're going to be good. I mean, they're gonna be challenging top 10, top 10, 15 level team year in, year out if this guy stays. He's so young and energetic that, I mean, he could really build something here. If they keep him happy, I think this will be a sport that goes from just being like, oh, it's a fun thing we do in the summer if we're good, to something we kind of talk about year-round. Not obviously third behind football and men's basketball here, but I mean, we never used to talk about baseball, Bear, other than, man, it would be nice if we could be good in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, we've never, you know, it's been what? Damn near 30 years since we've had anybody, you know, since we've had a team this good. I mean, imagine what would have happened last year had COVID not wrecked it. A lot of people think last year's team's better than this year's team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't have a
I mean, they definitely had a – what's the kid's name? He ended up – I think he ended up pitching in the damn ALCS.
Garrett Crochet.
Before he blew his elbow. Yeah. And he had to have Tommy John. Which I'm sure the way that goes, he'll come back better than ever.
Who's the most – who's got the best stuff on this year's staff? Is it Tidwell?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Now, the reliever – the reliever can – is it Connell?
Yeah.
He's got some pop about it. Yeah.
He's a junk baller. He hits like 88 miles per hour on his fastball. It was funny.
But the kid's got charisma, man. Kid's got a lot of charisma.
Saturday, Burke was talking about. He's like, man, this dude has thrown literally 10 straight breaking balls, and if he throws one more, they're about to park it. And I think he ended up walking that batter. He somehow got through it. But, you got to have those guys. I think Tidwell, he's hitting upper 90s on the radar gun. He's going to be pretty awesome.
I was going to say.
Yeah, we got some guys that will just straight deal on you over there now.
Cheese Dallas always comes and sets the tone for the weekend on Fridays.
He's been very solid as your Friday night starter.
And when
sure.
he's on. Like, he's really good when he's in that groove.
Sam says people should have bought season tickets before the season. You could have paid $350 for a pair of tickets to every game. If you want to go this weekend to watch UT Vandy, you'll be paying $400+. There'll be people out there dropping, I don't know, $400? Maybe. Maybe you just got money to burn, but there'll be people paying $200-$300.
Yeah, it all depends on the weather, too.
Oh, is it supposed to rain?
I think it's supposed to be cloudy.
I don't see any rain in the forecast. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday and Sunday may be cloudy, but as long as it don't rain.
Yeah, probably look cloudy. Yeah, I guess the rain's supposed to get out of here after tomorrow. That'll be all right.
Brandon says, I will watch every game as long as Tony V is our head coach. If they let him get away, I'll never watch another game.
Ooh.
I don't go that far. I mean, it is possible that we could go and make another good hire and keep this rolling, but I don't want to have to take that gamble, man. let's roll with the guy that we know has already built the program and is winning.
That's what you're preaching to the choir, Russ. I'm driving the bandwagon for Tony V. It's my guy.
Will you commit to going to Omaha with me? I'm serious, Bear. Not one of those half-assed commitments where it's like you say, yeah, now, but then
no,
when
I
we
mean,
get to it.
Yeah, absolutely I will, barring, you know, something going on with me personally that I'm not able to travel. Yeah, sure. Why not? Hell, yeah. Hell, I'd go to the damn moon with you now if it meant getting out of the other stuff I'm having to do. I never thought I'd say that. I hate going places with you. In the car. You're a horrible driver.
I'm a great driver.
About puked on you the other day on the way out to wherever we were going. Hops and Hollers. A little car sick.
I think the last
been the drug, so.
The last car accident I had, I believe, 2000, 2001, on 20 years. Knock on wood. No car accidents. A terrible driver. Get out of here, man. Excellent driver. freaking Rain Man over here. Stay with us. The drive continues. Get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Hey, folks. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russ LeBaire back with you. Portions of our show today brought to you by our friends at Logo Solutions. If you've got a logo, they've got a solution to help you market your brand, services, and or message. You could start shopping right now at logosolutionsinc.com. Over 1 million customizable products, including apparel, headwear, promotional products, signs, banners, business cards, and more. If you've got a logo, they've got a solution. Call RB at 865-966-3434 for your free consultation and quote. Again, logosolutionsinc.com. Baseball's in a dilly of a pickle. 2-0 in the we did not have a good start.
We don't say nil in baseball, Russ.
We starting right. I guess some freshman or something. What's happening here, guy? Are we
I don't know. They had a runner. They led off the game with a double, and then he got thrown out at home trying to score off of a line drive to the right fielder. And then I don't know who's on the mound for him, but he's given up a couple hits to start the game, including a 2-run double.
Tony Vitello will not be happy.
Is this a trap game? They're looking ahead.
Well, I'm sure that you just won a big series against Florida. You've got the number 2 team in the country coming into your place this weekend. I'm sure not a lot of guys are amped up about getting on a bus and riding 3 or 4 hours into the mountains to play Western Carolina. But
it's definitely a trap game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the test of a mature team, though. I mean, I'm sure that Vitello saw this coming, that this could be problematic, and we'll see what happens. I'd say we probably come back and win this thing, but it would definitely be disappointing. Because, I mean, at this point, you're playing for ranking, you're playing for seeding, playing for a chance to host a regional. A lot on the line here. Tennessee trails 2-0. They head to the second against Western Carolina. There's a man in Los Angeles, Tim Inzana. He has spent the first 100 days of the year locked in a shed, live streaming himself 24/7, and he plans to stay there for the rest of the year as part of a stunt to promote some sort of business venture that he's involved in. So he's going to stay locked in a shed, and it seems like this is pretty lavishly appointed. It's got windows, he's got obviously electricity and computers and stuff in there. He's live streaming himself.
Yeah.
He's got, I'm sure, some sort of restroom facility, somebody bringing him food. I don't know. Maybe he's cooking. Somebody's got to bring him products. It's a small place for sure. But, and he's selling subscriptions to this. So he's making money. 34 years old. Now here's the rub, Bear. He's going to do this for an entire year. Okay. That's pretty crazy, but if he gets paid and whatever. He says that he will stay in the shed for 10 years if his followers raise $10 million for him.
That seems kind of stupid to me.
10 years for $10 million.
Would you stay in there for 10 years?
Here's the thing. He's 34, right? So I'm 40, you're 50. Yeah. At 34, for $10 million, you come out of that shed at 44 years old. You're still a young man. I consider 44 young. You got what? What's so funny, guy? 44 is young. You don't think it's young now. You wait. 44 is, you got a lot of time left.
I mean, I feel old at 27, so.
Shut up, guy. Shut up.
I'll be turning 28 in a week, so I feel.
Happy birthday. Happy 28th.
I'm on the wrong end of my 20s.
You're about to be older
again,
than...
Guy, you're in your 20s. Russ is 40. I'm 50 and facing the big C. Shut the hell up. Come on. Know your room, buddy. We're at the tail end of this deal. Come on. Go ahead, Russ.
Just saying, popping out of that shed at 44 with $10 million, plenty of money to live on for the rest of your life and have a great life. Won't have many responsibilities, a lot of things you can buy, a lot of things you can do, places you can go. Because think about it this way, Bear. Most guys from the age of 34 to 44 are grinding pretty hard, right? I mean, those are your prime working and earning years.
Yeah.
You're taking vacation and stuff. I mean, we're Americans. It's not that bad. But most of us don't end our 44th year with $10 million in the bank. I was saying, you have a shed.
That is true.
You have a shed with computers. You know, people are bringing you food and everything. 10 years. I mean, you'd go absolutely insane, probably. But $10 million, man. 10 years.
10 years is a long time, dude.
It is a long time.
Well, where were you 10 years ago? Producer of the drop? Were Dave and Terry even letting you speak at that point?
No, 10 years ago right now, I was actually about to get let go from my old job at Horn Radio.
Oh, and you're doing the music gig?
The best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. You hadn't even started it. You think, because you were talking not too long ago, how long it seems like the drive's been on forever. And I haven't been on as long as that guy's talking about staying in his shed.
It's a long time.
Yeah, man, I ain't staying in a damn shed for 10 years.
You come out. You come out.
I'd rather be broke.
Not only do you have $10 million, I mean, let's think. Josh Heupel's fixed Tennessee football. Probation is in the rearview mirror.
Thanks, Tennessee football. You kill me, Dubs. You kill me, man.
We're rocking and rolling.
We're rocking and rolling my ass. We ain't rocking and rolling nothing, dude.
Rick Barnes is.
I've been paying attention.
Rick Barnes' Hall of Fame career is winding down. He's got a couple of Final Four banners hanging from the rafters, a couple championships, innumerable former players in the NBA.
You're in fantasy land today, aren't you?
And Tony Vitello has built a monster. National championships, multiple national championships. Yes, I said that plural. Lindsey Nelson Stadium is now the crown jewel of the Southeastern Conference with 10,000-seat capacity. A party every weekend on campus. A madhouse over there. Even Kelly Harper has rebuilt Tennessee Lady Vol basketball. And now you emerge, hopefully with your sanity somewhat still intact, $10 million richer. Sign me up. I can do it, Bear. I can do it.
You think you could?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I couldn't. But I can't sit still for more than 5 minutes.
Actually, you'll get out of that shed and say, hey, whatever happened, by the way, with Tennessee football and that investigation? They're like, it's still ongoing. They're supposed to interview Pruitt in the morning.
That's basically what's happened.
I mean, what's the deal with that? And we thought they told us that crazy press conference where Fulmer looked like he had seen a ghost, that this investigation would be wrapped up, what, like at the end of the month or something? Here we are in the middle of April? Is it still going?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
you really didn't think that was going to happen?
What?
That it was really going to go according to plan and they were going to get this thing wrapped up? You haven't been paying attention if you really thought that.
All you can do
Homer.
Is
that hastily pulled sport coat on over his sweatsuit, his jogging suit.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't wearing a jogging suit to the press conference. Come on, man.
Yeah, he did.
No,
go back and look. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be a clown.
He had on a quarter zip. He had he was like business casual, and then he put a blazer on over that. It was a very odd look, but it wasn't. He wasn't rocking a jogging suit. Come on.
I think he was rocking a jogging suit. No, what it looked like to me.
Okay. Well. Yeah, it feels like this is going to be dragging on for a little minute. Jeremy Pruitt, the gift that keeps on giving. Even when you hand him his walking papers, he'll still be dealing with the impact for years to come.
It's cornbread.
Where is he at now, the New York Giants?
The Jets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it's the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Maybe it was the Giants. He was going to go to one, and then they switched it to the other.
It's one of the New York teams.
Jeremy Pruitt in New York City, can you imagine? Well, let's hop on that little boat and go see the Statue of Liberty. What a moron, man.
God, why did we hire him? Because we hired Fulmer. What could have gone wrong?
By the way, not to worry you anymore, but there is some rumblings that ECU could be getting set to make a change in men's basketball, and that if they do, Mike Schwartz might be a target of theirs.
Schwartz be with you. That'd be completely new. So what would that leave us with? Just Barnes and Maitland?
A whole new staff.
Outside of strength and conditioning?
Yeah, keep in mind, the guy at ECU is who? Remember, John Gilbert.
That's right.
John Gilbert. Dave Hart's right-hand man, who many thought was a shoe-in to get this job when Fulmer was ousted. And
he wasn't coming on.
He was instrumental in the hiring of Barnes, so he knows these guys and knows Mike Schwartz and all that stuff. So that makes some sense, man. That would be weird going into Rick Barnes. I doubt if he's ever had to do that, replace his entire staff in one season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he has.
I mean,
did he bring anybody up here?
Yeah, he brought
from Texas.
He brought two guys. He brought, Ogden and.
That's right, Chris Ogden.
Who else did he bring? It was Ogden, Oliver, and. I'm blanking.
But it was kind of odd. He really didn't think that he would. He thought he was going to be bringing more, and then some of those guys just decided to.
Rob Lanier.
That's right.
Yeah, he was he didn't bring the guy Springman who recruited KD for him, and there was an interesting story that Jeff Goodman wrote over at Stadium.com about that a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I suppose the culture is strong enough within his program that you wouldn't have to make a lot of change. But golly, man, I mean, he, like so many, like most head coaches do, leans on those assistants for scouting and. Running drills and all the things that assistant coaches do at that level, and to have three new faces on there, like I'm sure that, again, just like those other two hires, he'd have a lot of qualified guys lining up to work for him. Maybe he promotes from within. I know that he's got a couple of guys on that staff that have kind of been instrumental behind the scenes that might be in line for a bump up, but still be a lot of new faces on the bench if that comes to pass. It's just theoretical at this point, but keep that in mind. Mike Schwartz to East Carolina, if that job comes open, could be huge. We talk a lot about the transfer portal in basketball. It is open in football as well, and perhaps a familiar name to people who follow recruiting in this state, in that portal, and perhaps a target for Tennessee. We will talk about that when we continue, plus a little hot take, cold take. Coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
March Madness is back all this month at Crown Cleaners. Bring in three.
All right, here we go. Hot take, cold take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Here's Guy.
All right, starting off with something fairly simple. Tennessee will win the series against Vanderbilt.
Oh, man. That is not fairly simple at all. That is a statement fraught with different possibilities. I'm gonna go hot take. I'm gonna err on the side of positivity here and say Vitello and the boys find a way. Bear?
No, I'm going hot all the way. I'm all in. We're going to the series, baby.
Okay, I just wanted to add that since Russ said that was a hot take, he disagrees with his take last week when
I'm over here. I can argue with myself as much as I want, Guy. Okay.
Get on with your top.
Thanks a lot for pointing out my hypocrisy.
All right. Staying on the topic of baseball, professional baseball athletes require more skill than any other professional athlete. Not athleticism, skill.
No, that's patently false.
Yeah, I'm going to say cold take. I think golf is a more difficult skill.
Some dumbass here at 5 o'clock.
I think golf is more difficult. I think basketball, I mean, those guys are so skilled, especially at the NBA level.
You're nuts. I'm really surprised at you on this one, Russ.
No, I think – don't be wrong. Like hitting a baseball that's moving at 100 miles per hour, very difficult. Throwing that baseball, moving at 100 miles per hour, tailing, spinning in different directions, very difficult. But not as difficult as shooting under par at Augusta.
God Almighty.
No, seriously. Wow. Anybody who can swing a bat.
Cold take. I'm going to go with professional hockey.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. No reasoning. Just.
Well, I mean, what you're on two razor blades going backwards, forward, 60 plus miles an hour. You got a vulcanized, frozen solid puck made out of rubber that you're firing at each other's heads at 120 miles an hour. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the hardest sport to play.
Fair enough.
What do you think, Guy?
I think baseball is the hardest skill-wise because hitting a baseball, I just think that's the hardest thing for anybody to accomplish in sports. You have 0.2 seconds to decide whether or not you want to swing or not.
But here's my thing. If you're pitching, if you're hitting, you could take any high school player, right, who plays a lot of baseball, and major leaguer on the mound, you give them, 100 swings? They're going to hit a few, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're going to hit a few. But if you take any high school golfer and take them to a really hard course and they're playing from the tips, I think they're not even going to come close.
Well, see, I think the only close argument would be golf. I don't think hockey. I love hockey. Hockey is one of my favorite sports. But
golf is a sport for dilettantes, stuff shirt, country club, sissy boys. It has nothing on hockey. It is incredibly.
Okay, that could be your opinion, too. Yes, okay. Hockey players are obviously tougher than golfers, and you can think it's like.
I'm just saying it takes a hell of a lot more skill.
That's spoken like a man that's never swung a golf club.
Okay, yeah. And it sounds like Guy Patterson wants to be on that Hall of Fame writers, baseball writers.
All right, I'll put it this way. We could go to a batting cage and hit off a tee machine that's spitting them out 70 miles per hour, right? And we'd all stink, but we could hit a few. I'd take you to a driving range right now, Bear, and give you 10 swings. I doubt you could hit a ball. I doubt you could get a ball airborne.
How much you want to bet on that?
$20. 10 swings. 10 Deal. Swings. You got to get a ball like I'm talking
100 yards Deal. With a driver.
I'm talking at least 20 feet off the ground.
Deal. Well, let's see. You keep qualifying.
Okay.
You want it off the ground or what?
No, you can't hit a worm
yes
burner
in there. Baseball boy in there. Wonder Boy. That's what we're calling Wonder Boy.
Yeah, that's good.
Baseball. I kind of like that.
That reminds me of the song from Tenacious D.
Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Is that it?
No, I got one more.
All right.
All right. Come fall practice, Tennessee football will have a starting quarterback named.
Before, you mean like
by the time fall practice starts, there will not be a quarterback competition. No, no. There will be a starter named.
I think that's a cold take because Heupel's pretty much already said that the competition is going to linger. And I don't think, based off everything that we've heard, that anybody is really separating themselves through the first half of spring practice. So I think it would be a surprise at this point if they have a starter coming out of spring.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold.
All right, that's it.
All right, that's it. That is Hot Take, Cold Take, brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Don't forget, they're giving away season tickets to UT football games this spring. All you got to do is sign up for the heating and air tune-up with Blue Water Climate Control between now and the spring game, and you will be entered to win two season passes, two tickets to all 8 home games this season. Refer a friend. Increase your chances to win. The drawing will be held on April 26th. So schedule your service today. Tell them Fan Run Radio sent you. 865-299-2290 is the number. That's 299-2290. The website is bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Final chance to hop on board now. If you want to take a shot, 865-546-8200. 546-8200. And boy, things not going well for the Basevols at Western Carolina. 3-1 in the bottom of the second. We have two outs and runners on second and third. Conference on the mound.
You said we have two on. The other team, Western Carolina, has two on.
Thank you. Well, we'll see. Long way to go here, obviously. As Tennessee.
Would you rather lose to Western Carolina and win the series this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would make that trade right now, for sure. The rapper Usher is in the news. Have you seen this?
What's he done now?
He is accused of throwing fake money at the strip club, making it rain with dollar bills with his face on it.
Seems like that's a slight breach of etiquette, Russ.
It is a bold play. It is a bold play because, you know, he's thinking, man, I'm Usher. I'm a big star, right? I'm going to go in this strip club and make it rain, and they're going to see these dollar bills with my picture on it. They're going to be like, whoa. They'll go tell all their friends, you won't believe what happened. Usher came in here and made it rain with dollar bills with his face on it.
That's not how I found exotic dancers to work, especially when it comes to their economics.
Oh, what? You mean they prefer real money that can actually be exchanged for goods and services as opposed to fake money with rappers' faces on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's worse, him doing that or Pac-Man Jones back in the day showing up with a trash bag full of real money, throwing it up in the air, and then wanting to collect it all back?
Neither is good. Neither is good. I thought the Pac-Man story was he was just mad that the strippers, he felt like the strippers were a little bit overzealous in trying to get the money, and he wanted them to just, like, dance and then get it later. He wanted to have it. Again, neither of these guys thought the actions through very much, right? It's like, dude, right. Pac-Man, you're taking this money. You're going into a strip club. Like, what do you expect? These ladies to just like, oh, okay, don't worry, Pac-Man. We'll finish our job first, and then we'll go. That's how the strippers talk. And then they'll go and no, man. If you're just throwing an exorbitant amount of money, they're gonna go crazy and try and get theirs. Yeah,
that's what I'd do. If I were a stripper,
that is a scary thought. If Bear were a stripper. Yeah. What would your gimmick be? Would you be like a police officer or a fireman or pirate or something?
I have no idea. Never really workshopped it that much. What would yours be?
I think you got to go police officer. They seem to like that. Those reflective aviators and a nightstick. Pair of handcuffs dangling from your belt. Balls get out of the inning. Guy hit a rope to right field. Yeah, Beck tracked it down.
Made a nice running catch. I thought it was down.
Tennessee gets out of the inning. Still down 3-1. Nice. Get some runs.
Coaching his team.
Yep, no doubt about it. So, teased this a moment ago. I'm going to go in and hit this. Max Ray is in the transfer portal. You might remember Max Ray as a 4-star offensive line recruit from Franklin in the class of, I want to say, 2020, maybe? He had committed to Georgia because, you know, Tennessee football, and actually ended up going to Ohio State. Well, 2 years in at Ohio State, he's buried on the depth chart, has not been able to crack the rotation, so he is leaving. Max Ray, 6'6", 290-pound offensive tackle from Franklin High School in the Mid-State. Do you go all in on this one if you're Josh Heupel?
Define all in. I mean, you definitely want to, I would imagine, want to contact him.
I think you just have to do, a lot of it depends on what your evaluation is of what you have. And I think a lot of it is Darnell Wright has been disappointing through his career so far. He is not been playing up to a five. I mean, he was the number one offensive line recruited in the country, I believe, in his class. And he certainly hasn't played like that. Now, maybe that was just Pruitt and those guys babying him because of recruiting promises or whatever. If you can light a fire under him, and if you feel like you can roll this season with Cade Mays, Kayron Calvert, and Darnell Wright, and maybe Dane Davis, the walk-on, former walk-on, if you feel like that's a good group, then maybe you don't need it. But if you feel like you're uncertain there and you can't count on Calvert and Darnell Wright, or maybe you just really want to play Cade Mays at guard or on the interior of the line, then, yeah, I think you make a hard sell to try and get Max Ray.
That or you're always only one play away from, you know, I mean, linemen go out. Those guys get injured all the time.
Yeah.
They're constantly getting rolled up on, and, I mean, those guys take a beating throughout the year. And it may not be like a season-ending injury, but – yeah, I think you got to look at it. You got to look at him and talk to him and do your due diligence. You don't, I mean, a talent like that. What happened with him at Ohio State? Did he just kind of flame out or?
He was at Ohio State, man. I mean, they're one of the most talented rosters in the country. He's just buried on the depth chart. Can't get playing time. He's got 5 stars and future first rounders in front of him. I don't think, if he was at North Carolina and he couldn't get on in the play, then, yeah, I might have some qualms, but I don't have worries that he couldn't beat the guys out at Ohio State.
Yeah. I think you definitely talk to him for sure. I don't really know what you mean by, you know, go all out about promising him anything, but you definitely do your due diligence and see if you can't get him in here. Never have too many good linemen.
No, and I think it's a position of need, and certainly so is linebacker. I think there's a couple of positions that they're going to be really looking at the transfer portal hard at this offseason. Max Ferguson, a solo shot in the top of the third. Balls within 1-3-2 in third inning at Western Carolina. I'll go home and watch the rest of this one. Overtime's coming up next. Thank you, Bear. Thank you.
You're welcome, Russ.
Chad Withrow, Nick Bromberg, thank you. Guy Patterson III. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.